You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 24. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. So welcome back to today's podcast. I am Jackie Ulmer, and I just love today's topic. I know I say that every podcast, I think, but I really, truly do. It's kind of funny. I had a big epiphany about a week or so ago when I realized that I'm not a network marketer. I'm not an online marketer per se. Yes, all of those things make up a part of my business, but you know what? I am, more than anything, I'm a professional blogger. I'm a professional blogger because my income comes through the automated income machine that I've set up online through my blogging and through doing all of those action steps, blogging daily, creating content on the blog, shooting videos, putting them on YouTube as well as my blog, marketing that content out on social media, including Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and different things like that. And then building a list, people who come back to my site interested in what I have to say. Maybe you've even done that. Maybe you've gone to profitinyourpjsnow.com and signed up, and you're getting emails from me regularly. I build that list, and then I build a relationship with that list. A certain number of those people who are interested in a business and knowing how to do exactly what I do, they go to my website at workwithjackie.com. They fill out the form, and then from there, they learn more about my business and they learn more about doing basically the same thing that I do. How would you like to make money becoming a professional blogger? Because really and truly, that's what I do. And I have to tell you, it's been so tremendous because I struggled for so long when people would say to me, what do you do? You know, my husband would come home and say, people ask me what you do and I don't know how to explain it to them. You know, you've got the network marketing component, but then you've got the online component too, and it's very confusing. And I never knew what to tell him, really. You know, I'm an internet marketer. I'm an online marketer. That seems so vague and hard to explain. And quite frankly, very often if we would say, well, it's kind of hard to explain, a lot of times people thought that meant I was running a porn site. I'm not kidding you. I can't tell you how many times that came up, which was so funny. But it was interesting how people, how their mind would default to that when they didn't know what it was exactly I was doing. Well, you know what? Same thing with my kids. My kids would say the same thing. People ask me what you do, Mom, and I don't really know what to tell them. And again, I never knew. So today, it's simple. I'm a professional blogger. I teach people how to create an automated income machine online. And again, whether that's through network marketing, a network marketing company, whether that's through the program that I use to, you know, give people the tools to start blogging with, that type thing, you know, there's a bunch of different ways that we go about doing that. And again, you can go to workwithjackie.com and learn more about that. Certainly go to the show notes, jackieulmer.com/024, and learn about that as well. So with that, let me take you into the training tip for today, and that is getting started online. So here you are and you're ready to start the online process. And boy, you know, I know what it feels like. It can feel like Mount Everest is way up there out in front of you. But remember, even Mount Everest is conquered by clearing one hurdle after another hurdle after another. So you go up a little ways and it kind of levels off, and then you go up a little ways and it levels off. You're not climbing it all in a day. And the same is going to be true of your online business building process. So you want to create an automated income machine, right? That's one of your goals. And we know from things that we've talked about before that the steps to make that happen include a few specific items. It includes, or at least this is what has happened for me, it includes blogging daily, marketing that content daily. And by blogging daily, I mean creating content as well. It could be videos, written messages, that type thing. And then marketing that content, building a list through those efforts, and then marketing to and building a relationship with that list. Now, right away off the bat, you may be saying to yourself, well, that's great. How do I even get started blogging? I don't know at what point you're listening, how long you've been listening to my podcast, but you can go to JackieAlmer.com/024. The show notes are there, along with the tools to get you started in that automated income machine, get you started with the blogging process. It's really a business all in one. It'll give you the tools, everything that you need to not only get started blogging, but promote that, build your list, lead capture, as well as a business to offer and begin to generate that residual income through that. So again, JackieAlmer.com/024. So here you are, you're possibly starting at ground zero, and here's the thing, we all start at the same place. It's so often, I talk to people all the time who say, well, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't have a list, I've never done this before, I'm not techie, and I have to share, me either. I didn't know any of those things when I started, nothing. We all start at the same place, with no experience, no list, no technical knowledge in most cases, and sometimes we bring with us a good bit of baggage. Sometimes that's anger, it's guilt, it's struggles, anxiety, worthiness issues, and so on. And I have to put that out there right up front because, you know, a lot of people think it's just the technical side of things that gets in the way. But you know what? All of that can be learned and mastered if you're highly committed. It's that other baggage, that mental baggage that we hold on to, that really is what stands in our way. So you can either choose to let it keep you stuck or move and push beyond it. The choice is really up to you. And you know what? You may not even know what to call it. We look around at others and we think that they've had it easier. We think that they have more than we do. They're further along. They have better resources, whatever it is. And the reality of it is, you really don't know. But it's easy to let all that wear you down. So the important thing to do is just identify where you are in your business. What stage are you? Name it and then become okay with it and then identify what the next phase is going to be. What are the next steps that we're going to need to take to get you to where you want to be and then what needs to happen. Here's the thing with the process. You really can't skip the steps and stages. Sometimes that means dealing with the emotional stuff first and that's okay. We all go through this. Sometimes it's dealing with the how-to challenges, the technical challenges. And the beauty of the internet is that there's almost nothing you can't outsource if you want to. With websites like Fiverr.com and Odesk and different things like that, that's a whole other training topic, but they're out there. And you can learn anything you need to, or you can always outsource it. And it's not super expensive to outsource it these days. So, you know, a lot of people are thinking that the technical side is the hard part. And really and truly, it's the easiest part. It can be learned with diligence. But getting you unstuck from any mental baggage, that's the real challenge. Letting go of that those words, I can't, and then looking at anything you're facing, and this is the question to ask yourself. I can't or I won't. There's a totally different mindset and a challenge when it comes down to that. It's super easy to default to, oh, I can't do this. But the reality of it is, can't or won't, okay? You can do whatever you put your mind to, but will you? There's a big difference between those two words. And if you're confused, I encourage you to go look them up and understand what the difference is. So my goal here is to connect the dots for you, to help explain as best I can what's important and what's not important, and how to stop avoiding the things that you must be doing to move in the right direction. Sometimes we get bogged down with, well, what do I blog about? Who's my target audience? How often do I email my list with the same thing? What if I'm just starting my list and I send a great email? Is it okay to email them again with that? And the reality of it is, there's not a right or wrong to any of that. You have to just start doing and being and experimenting before you're ever going to get into the flow and know exactly what it is that you need to be doing. So again, I'm going to connect the dots for you and explain what's important and not important. Here's my commitment to you. I'll share with you everything I do and have done. There are no secrets. I truly have no secrets. Now, I'm not going to give you every single email that I send, every ad that I've placed, all my Facebook and LinkedIn groups, or how I respond to this and that and everything else. And you may be thinking, okay, so you're not sharing your secrets, and you may be asking why. Well, here's the reality. It's not going to help you. You and I could both put the same ad out on the same site, and depending on what else we've done, content on our blog, how far along we are, different things like that, and what our authentic, true story is, it's all going to be different. We will not have the same exact response. We just won't. No two people are the same, and no two people are the same. You and I are not the same, and the people who we interact with aren't going to receive the information from each of us in the same exact way. I promise you that. And part of your journey along the way is going to be learning to find your authentic voice, learning those areas that work for you, and connecting your own dots to a certain point. You have to find your own authentic voice with some of this. You just absolutely do. You know, I can't be anyone else. I can't be someone who's, you know, done million-dollar product launches on the internet or done different things like that. That's not what my story is. That's not what my expertise is. So I don't try to be that person because I'll fall flat on my face. It's disingenuous, and I don't even know how to fake it in that regard, so I'm not going to. But what I can share are my struggles, what I went through to overcome those challenges, and how I ultimately had success. And no matter where you are in your business, you're somewhere in that mix too, and you have that story to share as well. So what I typically do, this is what I do with my own team. I share what I do on a daily basis. And again, that doesn't mean you can't see my emails, you can't see my ads and what I say. But what it means is I'm not going to give you the exact things that won't work for you. What I'm going to share with you is more the essence of the why and the psychology behind what it is that we do. Now, one other thing that you'll find about me is I'm not a big rah-rah person or a big motivator. That's not how success works, and it's not really what you need. You don't need somebody to keep telling you you can do it, although you can do it, and it's important to hear that. What I'm going to do really is stick to the core elements day in and day out that create a successful online business. Again, there's no secret beyond consistency and finding within yourself that story and that persona that attracts your right audience. And again, the steps that make this happen in creating that automated income machine are blogging daily, marketing that content, building a list, and marketing to and building a relationship with that list. And you know what? It doesn't matter what you're marketing. It doesn't matter if you're marketing XYZ primary company or a combination of companies, an affiliate product. It doesn't matter what it is exactly that you're marketing, what your primary thing is. Marketing is marketing. And if you're willing to learn it and do those steps, build that relationship with your list and stay consistent in it, you're going to be absolutely fine. So when you find yourself looking for a secret or you're thinking, what am I missing? I want you to look within and ask yourself, what am I resisting? What am I being told to do that I'm not doing? It's easy to look at someone who's now successful and forget the journey that they had to go through. So you want to make sure that you always listen to their whole story. Now, one of my mentors, Dagan Smith, is a great example of this. And if you don't know his story, it's important to learn it. He was a successful pharmaceutical sales rep, but he hated his job, and he found himself every day in that corporate grind, you know, getting up to an alarm clock, getting in the shower, making the same breakfast, driving the same commute, doing the same thing after, you know, day in, day out, day in, day out. And he started looking around and thinking, wow, you know, I'm making good money, but is this all there is? Is this it? This is what my life is going to be from here on out? And he felt stifled. And so what did he do? He did what over 3 million people a day are doing currently. He went online and he started looking. He didn't know what he was looking for, but he was looking for a solution, something to get him out of that corporate grind. Now the rest of his story is he struggled, he tried, he failed, he tried again, he succeeded. He nearly lost it all in the big Google slap a few years back. But he recovered instead of, you know, throwing in the towel and saying, that's it. It won't work for me. I tried this. I was successful and boom, now it's all being taken away from me. No, He recovered. He started saying to himself, what do I need to do to move beyond this? And what steps can I take to ensure that I'm in control and that this won't happen to me again? And he just kept going. And today, he has total freedom. Now, my story's similar to his in that, you know, we both went online looking for a solution, struggled, tried, failed, had success, lost some of that success and rebuilt it because we had that same mental focus and that same mental commitment. But my story is very different than his. I'm a stay-home mom. He's a single guy, or at least I think he was at the time. You know, he was in the professional corporate world. I wasn't. I was at home, but I was at home with small children. So it doesn't really matter. You know, our stories are so similar in so many ways, which really comes down to the focus, the commitment, the burning why, and the ambition to keep going and learn what happens. So it doesn't matter where you are in the spectrum. You know, doesn't matter whether you feel like you're down and out, you've been homeless, you've filed bankruptcy, you've lost your home, whatever it is, or maybe your story's like Dagan's. You know, maybe you're successful in the corporate world, but you're sick of the grind. Maybe you're like me, a stay-home mom, and you're looking for an answer. You really want to be and hope to be, you know, contributing to the family income, and you know that there's a way to do it. You don't want to go do home parties, schlepping your stuff around. You don't want to do in-home presentations and hotel meetings and call everyone you know and do all that. There's nothing wrong with those things. They work, absolutely, but maybe that's not what you want to do, okay? So that's it. You know, all of us who reach success online specifically, we spend hours and days and weeks and sometimes months burning the midnight oil, trying to figure it out. So the question is, are you willing to have a Dagan Smith story? Are you willing to have a Jackie Elmer story? Are you willing to have so many of those stories of those successful people that you see online making it happen? And if so, make sure that you're willing to have all of the story, not just the success part, okay? We've all gone through the trial by fire of feeling like we don't have anything worth saying. What are we going to blog about? What are we going to email about? Who's going to listen to us? And so on. And you know what else? We've all made embarrassing mistakes and we've survived them. We've all felt like a fool at one time or another, putting ourselves out there online, being a little scared. Should we put our picture? Should we tell our true story? All those type things. But we just did and we kept going. And pretty soon we began to realize that our story was our greatest strength. Another thing, we've all laid awake at night, tossing and turning and wondering why we are doing this. But you know what? We get up the next day and we keep going. And we all are at different phases of the business, and we all have different breakthroughs. All of us do. And that's so important. As I mentioned earlier, you can't skip any of the steps and stages. These steps and stages are what move you from one level to the next to the next. And there's always a next. You never quite get there. If you're alive and growing and thriving, you're never going to quite get there. There's always going to be a new challenge that presents itself, something out there. It's all an evolution and a process. Now, stuck is stuck, and we all get there at times. And whether you're at zero or you're at $30,000 a month, stuck is stuck. The hardest part is going from zero to $10,000 a month, because that involves a lot of faith, unseen, belief, wondering who to listen to, wondering what to buy and who to buy from, who to trust, including yourself, right? We almost all start with no experience, no budget, no techie skills, and that feeling that we've got to make it work. You can turn things around on a dime, you truly can. And as I mentioned, it's easier to get from $10,000 a month to $40,000 a month than it is to get to that first $10,000. So you got to get there first. And the people who are going to get those results are the people who study, learn, and take action. Study, learn, and take action. It's really that plain and simple. So you want to set a clear intention. You want to understand your first 30 days in the process and how to get to that first $10,000 a month. Now, you know, people ask me, when you started online, you started doing this, how much did you make from your first video? How much did you make from your first blog post, your first sale online? And the answer really and truly is, I don't know, because those things are still paying me. Even if that very first video, which didn't have a call to action or any of the things that I know are so important today, even if I'm not actually making a dime off of that, I'm making a dime off the whole process. And I had to start with the very first one to develop that process along the way. Same with a blog post. So what you need to do is set yourself up for your first 30 to 90 days to take massive action. Study a little and then implement. Study some more and then implement. Make it on-the-job training. Again, it comes back to those core things. What do we do online to create that automated income machine? We blog daily. We market that content. We build a list. And we market to and build a relationship with that list. That may seem oversimplified. I don't mean to make it that way, because there'll be challenges along the way of doing that too. But it really is as simple as that. And you have to believe and trust in the process. You really, truly do. Again, you can't skip steps, because guess what? When you skip steps, you wind up back at the beginning. An important thing that you can do all along the way is listen to the stories of others about their journey. And you will always find that you're on the right path. Anytime you find yourself struggling, find somebody else's story. Listen to their story. Go back and listen to mine. Whatever you need to do, the story doesn't change. The feeling of failure, the being scared, the putting it all out there, the mini successes, and then the setbacks, and then the bigger successes, and then big setbacks, and all that type thing. So anytime you're struggling, listen to the stories of others about their journey, and you will always find that you're on the right path. So get your first sale, get your first success, and then you can teach someone else how to do the same. Hit your first $1,000 sale, and then teach another person how to do the same. Hit your first $10,000 month, and then teach many others how to do the same. Take screenshots along your way. Send social proof to your list of your success, along with an income disclaimer. You don't want to get yourself in trouble, because there are income disclaimers by the FTC that are very important out there. You don't want to get yourself or your company in trouble. But you want to set your first goals around, you know, making that sale, getting 2 signups a day, and the income will unfold from there. Build your list through content. Build your list through paid strategies. There's more than one way to build that list. And again, understand the phases of growth. Understand getting past the grind of that first 30 to 90 days where you're creating content, and you're struggling and you're wondering if you're on the right track and thinking your stuff sounds stupid and looks stupid and who's going to read it and all that other stuff. But understand that and keep moving through those phases of business growth. Again, we all go through the grind on our way to the top. And you know what? It's frustrating. It's obnoxious. You want to throw in the towel. You want to quit. I understand it. But in that first 30 to 90 days, you need to be doing everything you can to do those things that are income-producing activities, those things that lead to sales, blogging, creating content, creating videos, buying solo ads, building that list and emailing that list and beginning to build that relationship. In the beginning, you may think it's crazy. You may have 10 people on your list and you're thinking, why am I emailing them? Because believe me, each of those people are individuals. It doesn't matter whether you have 10, 100, 1,000, or 10,000 people or more on your list. Each person on that list represents an individual, and you never know what's going on with them when the timing's going to be right and you're going to hit them at that right opportunity. You never know. It could be the first person on your list that goes on to create a multi-million dollar income for you. Could be the 10th person. Could be the first person has to sit there and incubate for 2 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. It doesn't matter. It's all worth it, because once the money starts rolling in, once that automated income machine starts happening, boom, it doesn't really matter how long it takes. It's so important. Now, I really want to stress this. Pay attention to what you're resisting and dig in. When you find yourself looking for that secret and thinking there must be something someone's not telling you, dig in. If someone's telling you and teaching you what they've done to get there and you find yourself wanting to ignore it, ask yourself, how serious am I? Again, the daily action steps to create that automated income machine: blog daily, market your content, build a list, market to and build a relationship with that list. Those are the four things. And of course, in other training modules, we go through how to do those exact four things. But I want you to write those down and put those right out in front of you because it's so very important. Don't resist those four things. Else again, you're going to have to start back over at square one. Now, the cool thing of online is that it's not much different than what we've done offline in building a business, working our warm market. You're just finding new warm market, or rather new warm market is finding you. You're finding people who are looking for what you offer. They find you, they opt in, you begin to get to know them, build that relationship with them through your list, and hit them when the time is right for them. Now imagine this, if you were told to contact 30 people on your warm market list, how long would it take you to do that, and what would be involved in doing that? But then imagine, on the other hand, you shoot a YouTube video that basically explains some of the specifics of your business. What if 30 people see it the first day? What if 30 people see it the first week, or even over time in the first month? What if over time 100 people, 300 people, 1,000, 3,000 people see it? If you've exposed your business to 30 people in this way and you didn't even have to be there, how powerful is that? That is leverage and freedom. That's what it is. Now, how else can you get 30 people to take a look at your business and you don't even have to be there? No calling, no dropping stuff off, no calling again, no trying to get your stuff back, none of that. Think of the follow-up of that. If you show your business to 30 people the old-fashioned way, the old-school way, not that there's anything wrong with that, face-to-face or by calling, now you're going to have to make 30 follow-up calls. But when you've got people on your list, guess what's happening? You've got online leverage. You just email out a link. You make a second video. You email out that second video. You add a blog post. You email out that second blog post and so on. And it's done in a short amount of time. And you can really work on building that relationship and selling the dream with those individuals. As time goes on, you build credibility and it becomes so much less work and so much less time. In the beginning, though, it's like anything. Okay, you're going to put in some major hours to get your education. I want you to think about a heart surgeon. Let's say you need to have heart surgery. Do you want your heart surgeon to, you know, become a high income earner in heart surgery after just a few hours, maybe only practicing on one or two people who also needed heart surgery? No, absolutely not. We know what it takes to, you know, achieve the goal of becoming a surgeon. It takes hundreds and thousands of hours. It takes burning the midnight oil. It takes all of that. So if you want to earn a similar or higher income with an automated online business, you have to do the same. You have to put in the time. You have to learn and implement and stay focused and consistent. The important thing is to take steps, take those things one step at a time, online especially. If you don't have any content out there, you don't have your blog up and ready to some extent anyway, then don't worry about being out there making a Facebook page. You don't have any place to drive people back to anyway. So here's the order that I place importance for my day. I blog or create content, written or video. I market daily. That is, I post that content out on social media, driving traffic back to my blog and back to building my list. And then I email my list on a daily basis. Then once that's done, I can play on social media. That still helps me build a business if I do it right, if I'm engaging with people. And then I have time to explore solo ads and paid advertising. So you want to focus on taking 90% of your time and putting it into action and 10% of your time on training. And that's another thing I want you to write down. 90% of your time should be spent in action, creating that content, 10% in training. A big thing to remember is that you have to believe that it can work. No matter what is going on around you, no matter what your past, no matter what seems insurmountable, you have to believe that it can work. And you want to guard your time. You want to be disciplined. You want to start by calming your racing mind. You know, do you ever wake up at 2 a.m. and your mind is just going crazy with ideas? You can probably relate to that. You want to meditate and let go of it. Or if it's something truly brilliant, get up and write it down so you can move on. Control your ADHD, as I like to say. Control that, okay? If you have 2 hours, how are you going to spend it? Well, the first thing you want to do is be in action. You want to be doing those income-producing action activities and do everything else later. Especially if you're working a full-time job or you don't have that many hours in the day. You've got to really maximize and get focused and disciplined to make that happen. Just being here and listening means that you have it inside you to make it happen. Don't fall into that trap of thinking everyone else is further along and comparing yourself to other people. Don't fall into that. We all have different abilities, we have different resources, and we have different stories. And as well, we have different work ethics. I don't know what your work ethic is. How strong is it? How committed to your why are you? For me, I knew, like I knew the sun was going to rise and set tomorrow, that I was onto something big with the internet. I had no clue how to make it happen, but I knew it was my ship coming into port, and I needed to be on it when it departed. Do you feel the same? Well, if you do, then get going. Now, again, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, gosh, how do I even get started? I want you to go to jackiealmer.com/024. All the show notes are there. There's links to the resources that I mentioned, your getting started blogging guide, the platform that I'm using, that I'm coaching people through. And also, you know, an income opportunity is available with that. So again, go to jackiealmer.com/024. And also, if you're feeling a little baffled in terms of building a list, building a relationship with that list, what information do you put out there, and you kind of want to follow along and learn how to get these things done, then you want to go to jackiealmer.com/PL3. P as in Paul, L as in leverage, and the number 3. jackiealmer.com/PL3. That'll take you right into my list, and it's going to get you, you know, on there so that you can learn and experience, because sometimes that's absolutely the best way to learn. So again, it's been Jackie Almer from jackiealmer.com. Thanks so much for listening in to this show number 24 on the podcast. If you've gotten value out of this, I would love it if you would rate it on iTunes. I certainly love 5 stars. I'd love a review where you share a little bit of information maybe about what you gleaned from it. And I look forward to seeing you on my website, on Facebook, and certainly on next week's podcast. Have an amazing day. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter at Jackie Almer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.